Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for joining me for another Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. Really appreciate all of you joining us. If you haven't done so, if you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please do so. Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and please rate and review the show. And of course, you can find all of our programming, CannabisRadio.com. Let's get right to our guest. Most recently, we spoke with my next guest's company back at Bazinga, Miami 2024, where we spoke with their founder, CEO, Kyle Sherman, which is representing FlowHub, a leading cannabis retail management platform. At that time, we were talking about their integration with BioTrack, which has been, at that point, has expanded to so many states now. We talked about the new platform FlowHub Maui back in those days, but now there's a new platform being brought into place, the FlowHub POS native e-commerce solution to power online cannabis retail growth. And with me right now, to join me on the program is the new vice president of operations at FlowHub. Congratulations and welcome aboard, Melissa Hansen.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here. Yeah, we're excited for the new launch. It's a really great extension to Maui.
And I'm so glad to go and have you join us here on board. Obviously, we've had quite a bit of experience with the folks at FlowHub for a long time here on the program. Very earliest moments we've actually spoken on with the various companies here on Cannabis Radio, FlowHub is one of those very first. With Kyle joining us quite a few times here on the program and in person. So with yourself, you bring 20 years of experience leading retail operations for major fashion brands like Michael Kors and Theory. You have a proven track record of scaling consumer-centric businesses. You came into the cannabis industry, managed MSOs like MedMen, and then you joined FlowHub. And your expertise bridges between traditional retail and highly regulated cannabis. And right now you're into this new POS native platform, which has helped to design dispensaries and boost revenue and streamline online sales. Like, as you said, helps to complement the Maui platform we talked about before. But if you can, give me a little bit about what it was about, what you take away from being at those fashion brands and what you've gotten to do in cannabis so far that leads to this new platform and what you were able to go and integrate in all those experiences.
So my background coming in retail has been in my bones from the days I was able to legally work. And that's, you know, we've seen brick and mortar change, right? From traditional retail to clienteling into how e-com changed it. And now everybody orders online. So moving into cannabis for me was really natural. It was a personal move for me. It gave me much more purpose and value, but also a lot of foresight into where the industry was going. So as we look at cannabis retail, it's changed and shifted. It's not the, the trap shops that we normally used to see. And it was, you know, uncomfortable to walk into. It's now become much more mainstream, much more, you know, normalized for a lot of us. So as the business matures, it leads to having more emphasis into retail and brick and mortar and those behaviors from clienteling to assortment selling to even how, you know, the marketing aspect from promotional cadence to how we communicate with our clients and that progression. So moving into FlowHub's been a really fun adventure for me. The platform, you know, I was lucky enough to be a part of RFPs and worked with a lot of POSs in my background. So seeing FlowHub as a client and an end user, making the switch into working with this organization was really natural. It's extremely smart. It's analytical. It really understands kind of where the hiccups are. And that's what we're here to do, is smooth out the efficiencies to benefit the end users.
Now, one of the things that's obviously been pointed out, when it comes to a lot of e-commerce platforms we see just in the mainstream side, and what they do to help from the business standpoint and for the consumers to be able to easily access, you know, we always hear about Amazon, but the other company I always hear about quite a bit when it comes to e-commerce is Wayfair and their work, what they do with furniture. And this platform was intentionally designed by former Wayfair e-commerce experts. So what can you tell me about those experts coming into the space here? And Wayfair, not an existing, you know, brick and mortar model that's all online, mm-hmm. but has been very successful over the years. And people are synonymous with that. It's almost like, you know, where you'd think IKEA and Wayfair in the same name, but again, no brick and mortar standing. It's all online and they've been very successful. Tell me about what it was about getting those experts on board to work on this, and what were the takeaways they brought from Wayfair into what FlowHub has now?
Well, I think, you know, we don't need to recreate the wheel. Unfortunately, a lot of times as humans, we try to overcomplicate things. We don't need to recreate the wheel. It's been done before. So leveraging Wayfair and all of their expertise and knowledge and the data that they have helps on how consumers behave. And the cannabis consumer shops just like every other consumer out there. If it's furniture, if it's, you know, handbags, if it's a pair of denim, right? That the value and features still matter. So having the Wayfair group come through and the team that we have in general, just looking at the data, the behaviors, the patterns that we've seen from traditional, either e-commerce or retail, it matters. And it's just leveraging those points as we build it out. So thinking smart about how we build the basket, thinking smart about the pairings and the bundling, the use of AI and just in general intelligence, it makes it smart and strategic. And again, it's not overcomplicating. It's making it functional.
And so far, early access to the e-commerce platform is already showing average order values are up 27% higher compared to previous platform. Mm-hmm. It's amazing where FlowHub is able to stay ahead in the game like this. And there's a lot of advantages that goes along with this: live inventory sync, precise pricing and deals, integrated prepayment version via ACH, and personalized shopping experiences. And with this here, that significant boost in average order value and a reduction in canceled orders make that point as well. So for dispensaries, can you take us through some of the operational changes they would need to make to fully leverage these benefits? Why they should go ahead and take this on, and what these advantages really do for them?
Well, I think it's easy. We all can zoom out and think about running an organization in cannabis right now. It's hard, right? The financial regulations, the restrictions on marketing, yep. just in general, right? All of the regulations and red tape that the operators have to jump through. This is an extension of our POS, like I shared. So what happens is it takes out the extra bodies. So when you look at the headcount in an organization that's operating in cannabis, usually you have one person managing your inventory, you have one person managing your compliance, you have another person that's working with your POS, you have another person that's managing all of your deal building and e-com, you have another one that's managing the sales floor, et cetera. So there's a lot of different bodies wearing a lot of different hats. That gets expensive, it gets cumbersome, and you have the opportunity where the baton passing can drop, especially when you're using different platforms. So POS logic, right, when it comes to building out a deal or a promotion, the math is mathing the same in the POS as it does at e-com. So it removes the bandwidth and the manpower to have to enter in the same deal twice. The redundancy goes away. To your point, it's seamless. The inventory is active. It's live in the moment. You don't have to build in minimum thresholds to make sure you don't oversell. The deals sync, the client capture syncs. You don't have duplicate profiles coming through because it pulls right away from the POS. So there's a lot of extra headache from having two different vendors that gets eliminated by just sticking to one package and one bundle.
Stay tuned. We have more Blunt Business coming up after a short break. Welcome back to Blunt Business. It's wonderful going to get the chance to talk about e-commerce here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. You to access affordable doctor trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
The program, because there's not a lot to get sucked about. And we only hear a lot of platforms that really kind of go into the scale that you're actually doing right now. But also, I want to get into, back into what you bring to the table. I mean, that was brought into the creation of this new e-commerce platform. Again, we talked about the Wayfair experts that were intentionally designing this platform, kind of following in mind the success of what Wayfair is, but also what you bring into the mix, because prior to coming into Flow Hub, you were at MedMen. And listen, for the skyrocketing start they did, and I'm here in Florida where I saw firsthand how big the business was going in Florida when it came to coming to Miami or Orlando or West Palm and just coming into the space and really making a major impact. So for yourself, you were managing that MSO and scaling vertically integrated operations. And again, a new market. Now, Flow Hub e-commerce is a quote unquote unified retailer first platform built to grow revenue online and in store. So the challenges you saw yourself firsthand in an MSO vertically integrated high volume dispensary. And tell me about, you know, what a new e-commerce platform from Flow Hub would really do to manage that size and scale.
Well, MedMen, I think, was a really wonderful adventure. They were the pioneer, right, for normalizing how shopping could feel like. It wasn't the trap shops. You didn't have to walk into, a waiting room and then awkwardly wait for someone to escort you into another room to show you a paper menu so you could place it and leave, right? It was a very open concept room. They pioneered that.
Apple vibes when I see that every time when you go inside. It was a beautiful setup.
Oh, it's, yeah. I mean, it was a very smart built aesthetic. The client expectation and that journey was really important. That was where I, hung my hat. Yeah. But it was, I think, that whole concept, right, of making it feel normal and understanding the client journey is what we do right now. And that's something that I've been very proud of and very vocal with the Flow Hub team, is thinking through how the end user, if it's a customer buying, if it's the bud tender selling, if it's, any of the operators using, that's what we talk through. So we talk about, how do you build up promotions appropriately? How do you use the data of what's selling and assortment selling appropriately? How do we manage upselling? So we have our report. We're able to see what a customer pre-orders in their cart, as well as then when you walk into the store to pick up, what items are being sold. And it's not only targeted from the individual bud tender who's selling it, but also what categories are they selling. So your purchasing power and your procurement can start to look at it. To your point, in Florida, it's difficult when it's vertical. Right. So having that feedback loop is extremely advantageous to know, where are you winning and where you might not be winning from a category perspective, and how to leverage it differently. This also allows us to look at the regionality of the shopper as well, and pick up on those cues. Again, my background from retail is really that clienteling and that customer journey. So we need to make it as streamlined as possible. The less clicks, the less, you know, going back to add more items, being able to shop more seamlessly, to have it feel really as a virtual budtender is shopping with you. You know, that's the other piece with MedMen. I thought they did really well too, was all the iPads on the table, right? It gives you the ability to have the kiosks. So now it's an in-store extension of e-com. So you can continue to add to your basket. You continue to shop freely without feeling pressured or sales driven. So from a headcount perspective, you can ensure that you're hiring the right people with the right qualities to impact the business, and not overstaffing and or understaffing. But it creates a really comfortable environment.
When I looked at what the MedMen experience, and just when going back into what FlowHub is doing right now, is that it's a testament to say where you have a dispensary experience that is familiar to a lot of customers, that also at the same time is it the role model of what is an ambitious brand as an MSO trying to come to the space and really make a major impact, also in a medical market. So again, the limitations that they had to go and work around and find their way in the space, which was already starting to get really crowded at the time they were coming in. So for any kind of company that comes in, any size MSO, any scale that there is, that's what we're looking at here. And also with the power of what the FlowHub POS is, make the point here is that the industry's always had fragmented tech stacks, dispensaries piercing together, point of sale, e-commerce, inventory management. They've always had to find some piecemeal kind of work together. But this is actually all combined where FlowHub e-commerce is natively built into FlowHub POS. So it's like, well, the app, you don't want to go to multiple apps to go do something. Everything all in one and fused together. So for an operational efficiency standpoint, and especially for those employees that a company might have, they want to make sure, okay, one platform, here's everything here. And if you got to go to another area, here you go. So the technical hurdles, you could tell me that your team there had to overcome creating a seamless integration.
We had to think through it smartly. But you mentioned it, it's one platform that hooks together. So the part, and kudos, this was prior to my joining, but kudos to the team for taking a minute and reassessing what FlowHub Classic was to relaunch to FlowHub Maui, right? Mm-hmm. This is the mindset of sometimes you have to slow down to speed up. And it's not speed up time, but speed up so that you can make the efficiency smoother and smarter. So building onto e-com, there was a lot of thought of how do we layer this as an extension, create the fluidity, making sure that the end user, either bud tender or customer, because in this case, it is much more customer facing. What are they seeing? How does it interact? How does it feel? And that it's usable, right? I think that, you know, you said it earlier with having so many different piecemeals together. You have somebody for marketing, you have someone for POS, you have someone for e-com, you have someone for, you know, X, Y, and Z. That's a lot of vendors. It's a lot on your balance sheet. It's a lot of relationships to manage. This way, it's one handshake. We're here for you. The other positive for FlowHub is we were one of the first ones to open up our API, and it still is that way. We respect that our client's success defines our success. So if they do need to have a different vendor for, kiosk, great, they can. Now, however, there's a tremendous amount of value to having it all synced together, right? One message, one image, one visual, one user experience. That is a huge advantage, but we open integrate with everyone. So if they want to double down and have a marketplace and our e-com, they're able to do so. And it creates a much more seamless experience from the back-end team, the front-end user, as well as in the customer engagement. And again, it's just speaking the same language, right? So when we build it out, we think through kind of the standard innate behaviors that Maui does as the POS platform, and we're just elevating it in e-com.
Stay tuned. We have more Blunt Business coming up after a short break. Welcome back to Blunt Business. One last thing I want to bring up. There was a case study that was brought up in a press release to announce this e-commerce platform and from the folks at Silverstem Fine Cannabis. And The point they said was specifically,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That was fully integrated with the point of sale. No worrying about weights, product names, or order limits being out of sync. So the early release phase, they're very happy with it and excited to see how FlowHub brings to the market. And again, it's all this together, native into one platform, finally getting to that point. And this is a testament to what FlowHub does, where, you know, when it comes to the continuous growth of helping the dispensaries and helping MSOs, building out their business and finding the best way to go ahead and help them streamline their business. At the same time, working on great integrations with great partners. And now coming to the space, again, come 6 years later, I've been talking to the folks at FlowHub and just seeing where it continues to grow. So that's a testament that this continuous growth and innovation continues to happen. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure you must be happy about how this has moved along. And anything else you could tell me about the e-commerce platform, about any other feedback you've gotten, about anything you might have to do on any updates to the model?
Well, you're saying my magic words is feedback. Feedback fuels perfection. So we ask for feedback. We look at our clients as truly clients. It's a partnership. It's a collaboration. Silverstem, for example, you know, pioneering and being able to give us feedback in the moment of what do they like, what do they not like, what's working, what's not working, how can we elevate it? That matters. We, you know, in my career, FlowHub's been the only tech stack that's been open to feedback and asking what are some feature requests that we can do and elevate. I think that's extremely important because, as everyone know, if change isn't happening and if growth isn't happening, we all fall on the other side of the dirt, right? So these are things that matter to us. We want to know from the users and from the clients, what are the features that they want to see? What are the benefits that they see? We do pay attention to utilization of features. So as we continue to map out our progress, we pay attention to how is it being utilized? What are the areas, even heat map from where people are clicking, how clients behave and with the interface, so we can pay attention to what's next and being really thoughtful about what is to come for the future.
Really appreciate you taking time out again to tell us all about this. Again, the FlowHub e-commerce system, if people want to go and learn more about it, then go to flowhub.com. That's FlowHub.com, FlowHub.com, and then just look under product and look under e-commerce. And right there, you'll see it all to check out. And for those that want to just go ahead and go to the website and find out more, can you tell me anything about what possible customers can be doing right now leading up to it? Anything you can tell us in terms of any kind of support, just so they have any questions that they want to have answered?
Yeah, our support is really important to us. So we have our chat box. Feel free to ping us if you're already a client. You know how to utilize the chat box in app. But even on the website, you can reach out to us. It is monitored. We will connect back out with you. And you can ask us anything. We're just a moment away. We have a lot of information on our website, a lot of really great insight to the products. We also showcase how everything hooks together. So from POS into kiosk in store into e-com facing and all the other facets that are upcoming.
Fantastic. Thanks again for being on with us once again. I've been joined with Melissa Hansen, the new Vice President of Operations at FlowHub. I hope we get a chance to go and speak again. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.